All right, it's June 3rd, 2018. It's about 5 minutes of 10 in the morning, so about 9:56. This is the second recording I'm doing this morning. I just wanted to the fourth presentation is Signs and Indicators. That's the title. And I was thinking while I was doing a few quick notes on metaphysical Big Bang that I might as well go ahead and get just a few quick notes about the fourth presentation. I guess in the end, signs and indicators, this is kind of going down that four-step list that I had created. And what guided me in that was say what you're going to do. Do it. I'm sorry. Say what you're going to do, say how you're going to do it, and then say what you've done. So this fourth presentation would represent that last guiding or I guess waypoint. Say what you've done. And what I've said kind of all along in my notes is what I've done is ignore less. And I think that's why I just, chose to name this presentation Signs and Indicators, because we human beings are immersed in these signs and indicators constantly. It's just part of the human condition. But it really is about how, what events these signs and indicators, these patterns cross over the threshold where we become conscious of them. Now, I believe that some of it is so subtle that people just don't even notice it. So, going back to the whole concept of lost treasure, something that's hidden or lost to notice. Lost partly is because of distraction. Hidden, I think, because it's that peek behind the curtain. You have to have, that comes down to initiative. You have to have the initiative. If you don't, it's not something that can be taught. You either have it or you don't. It can be acquired if you understand the value of it. But it takes initiative to want to peek behind the veil, to pull back the curtain and see what's behind there. And so I even talked about occultation. But again, it's all when you approach that part of it, the hidden part, it's available, but it takes the initiative on the part of the seeker to engage the quest. To peek behind the curtain and see what they see. So that's kind of that part of it. Then lost to notice. Like I said, some things are so subtle, and if you're not, if the individual isn't attuned to it, it's easily overlooked. But I think it even goes beyond that. If something doesn't quite fit in to their ordinary, I talk about ordinary and extraordinary, well, living the ordinary life and living the extraordinary life, but part of that is being open to living the extraordinary life and finding, and recognizing value in it. And I think some people just, that's not a value to them. It kind of reminds me of that verse in scripture about the gifts, the spiritual. Let me see, how's it go? They're spiritually, the gifts are spiritually discerned, and the material man, doesn't understand the value in them. To the material man or being, their folly. And so what I'm trying to say here is, although some of these are hidden and it takes initiative to peek behind the curtain to see, some of this is just, it's out there, we're immersed in it, it's part of our daily experience, but it's subtle. It's sometimes, most of the time it's subtle, sometimes it may not be, but it's easily overlooked. It's easily, really, it's easily ignored. And that's what I have always said, that say what you've done, what I've done is I've ignored less. Have I ignored, have I managed to ignore nothing? No. I'm just ignoring perhaps a little bit less than some others. And when I say some, I don't know, because a lot of this awareness, sometimes it's a challenge to approach others and find out, what they're thinking. It kind of reminds me of that saying, I don't know, was it great people or intelligent people? Maybe that's what it says. Intelligent people talk about ideas. Average people talk about things, and small people talk about other people. So it's sometimes a challenge to approach someone at that intelligent level and get them to talk about ideas. And so whether they're thinking it or not, they may not be comfortable enough to share it. And I suspect that sometimes they're not even thinking about it. They're living at base. They're more interested in the second two levels. The average people talk about things, and small people talk about other people, and that's their focus. So with that being their focus, the loss to notice, they're not going to be going through the effort, like Henry Ford said, thinking is the hardest work there is, and it's why so few people engage in it. They're definitely not going to be going through the effort to peek behind the curtain and then figure it out. That's work. In other words, they're getting a glimpse. They look behind the curtain, they're getting a glimpse, but then they have to figure it out. They have to work it out, map it out, model it, like I have done, to figure out what it is they've got a glimpse of, and find, if you can name it, you can command it. They've got to label it. They've got to correlate it. It's just, it's work. But then, loss to notice, if it's just not something that fits into their priorities, and they don't really see the value of even paying attention to it, then it's lost to notice. It made me just think of someone that asked me years ago after I had shared some of my insights and some of the experiences that sort of contributed to or led to those insights. The gentleman said that he'd always wanted to have those kinds of experiences and he couldn't understand why he hadn't. Well, he was, there's unorthodox and then there's conventional. And I kind of, best way I could communicate it, I basically just said to him that, he was sort of conventional. He didn't have, he wasn't open to being unorthodox. I think this is kind of the herd mentality. We kind of want to fit in and we don't want to be seen as being kind of like out there on the fringes of sanity, I guess would be one way to say it. And in the end, so I just had shared with him that I think it's just about being open to it. And, in the framework of what I'm speaking to here, it's would be about, don't, be more open to what perhaps you overlooked and would be categorized as being lost to notice. These signs and indicators are all around us. The patterns, they're emergent patterns, they're all around us. But it takes effort on our part to recognize them and to vet them, to investigate, to discover what's their source, what could it mean? And I think that's, again, that's work. And I think that this is where interest and passion come in. If you don't have the interest in it, or you don't have a passion for it, the work is daunting. It's not, and there's a risk. I mean, I personally have experienced some of that risk myself. So, but anyway, I guess that's really all I wanted to get down here. It's, I think people, well, I can't speak because I live in a certain social economic culture, but I think the thing of instant gratification, if it's work, it's not, it doesn't have, it's not as likely or probable that an individual will benefit from that potential, from that knowledge, understanding, and wisdom if it doesn't come easy and if it doesn't come quickly or instantly. If it's a more if it's work, especially if it's work that requires a commitment of time and effort over a long period of time, and it comes incrementally, at times a quantum leap, which is very intense and has a lot of wow factor to it. I guess kind of where you're in awe. But I think there's a lot of people that if for the time it takes, perhaps, and the effort required, perhaps, it's less likely that they'll be interested or engage it or commit to it. Of course, I'm trying to help others benefit from my work, and I'm, as part of my potential legacy, I'm trying to pass some of this on. You can share, I guess you can orient and present and make a present of some of the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, but it's as I've said so many times before and have written in my notes. Knowing is of potential value only. True or actual value is an application. And so although you can pass some of the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, if they're open to it and if they can relate to it, that application is the only way they can is the only way they can build their own personal skill set. And so it's kind of like I've talked about the toolbox. You can help someone understand inventory tools, at your level, whatever level you're able to accomplish that at, and help them to understand the value of the tools and, even help guide them in acquiring the tools. But they're It takes initiative on their part to develop their skills with those tools. No one can do that for them. They have to do it for themselves. And so, that's why I talk about the practice. You know, it's about your daily walk. The master's craft is a discipline, a chosen discipline, and you know, it's you want, you know, in the end, it's a practice. It's, you know, just like doctors and lawyers are issued a license to practice. Well, this is a practice also. And in order to have a thriving practice, you have to put forth effort to in using the tools to build your skills. You have to be willing to do things poorly until you've learned and developed your skills to do them better. And I think that effort is partly what some people are not willing to, they're not willing to put forth that effort and that focus and that commitment of time and sometimes of other resources, even money. I've had to commit all those. And so it comes down to initiative, you know, that peek behind the curtain, the willing to pick up the tools, the willingness to pick up the tools and not be very good at using them in the beginning, but continuing and developing your skills. And it is work. Now, as I, you know, have said or will say in the first presentation, that practice can become your work play, and it's something that can bring great joy and fulfillment in your life. But I think, you know, again, it's not everyone, you know, it's spiritually discerned. It's not something that everyone will understand the value of. I would like everyone to, but I suspect that there'll always, you know, that there will be some who to them it's just crap or bull, you know, as I've been told. So anyway, I think that's all for now. Signing off.